Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for staying with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. David Albritton is a new friend, ladies and gentlemen. He's Director of Public Relations with the Personal Systems Group of HP. The folks also known as Hewlett-Packard, who recently merged with Compaq, and he's our new friend. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. How are you this morning?
Doing great. It's good to have you here.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'm happy to be here.
I'm excited about what's happening here with the SBA and this business matchmaking program. You guys are their partner in this around the country. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we are excited as well. This is a great opportunity for us. This is a true example of a public and private partnership that is really doing a lot of great things for small business in America. We're taking actual procurement opportunities for small business, you know, with the private sector and federal, state, and local government, and actually bringing those contract opportunities to small businesses around the country. You can't get any better than that. I mean, historically, 80% of government contracts for the federal government actually have gone to companies within 50 or 60 miles of the Washington, D.C. Beltway. Well, this program is allowing us to level the playing field. So companies around the country, like in Birmingham, out in Sacramento, and anywhere around the country can actually have access to these contract opportunities, which is a great thing.
Right. Now, how long have you been doing this with the SBA?
Actually, HP came on in January. The SBA, this was the brainchild of Heck Barreto, the administrator of the SBA. Great vision, a superb individual, and so it's amazing that we've come this far. We came on in January. We participated in two events thus far, and we're committed throughout the duration. This is a truly great event.
Well, this is what happened. These kinds of ideas are what happens when in the SBA when they have small business owners running the SBA.
Exactly.
People who really know what it's like out there to make payroll. And Hector Barreto is a friend of ours. He's been on the show many times before, and he knows. He comes from a long line of small business owners. His parents were small business owners. He worked in their businesses. He had his own small business. And the people that I meet around him, that he gathers around him, these aren't political people. These are small business owners. It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It is. And that's what makes this program so robust, so powerful, because they truly understand the needs of small business. And actually, HP, and that is our heritage, too. Everybody knows that HP started in a garage. You know, Compaq started in a pie shop in Houston. And actually, Compaq got started with
an SBA loan.
And so we understand that coming from our heritage. But really, you know, the biggest market for HP is the small business market. We sell more than 50% of our goods to the small business market.
Right.
But on the flip side, from the procurement side, which is what this is, you know, this whole event is about, we also spend more than 50% of our spend on goods and services in the U.S. with small businesses. So it's a very important market.
You put your money where your mouth is.
We do.
Yeah.
And it's very important for us to participate in programs like this so that we can really and truly understand the needs of small businesses, so that we're not just pushing programs and products to them, but really, truly, you know, putting out solutions that resonate with them so they can, you know, understand and identify with the brand of HP.
Right. Okay, now, you've attended more than one of these, right?
Most definitely.
Okay. How many would you say?
This is my third.
Third one? Okay. Tell us a little bit about the people you've met, the small business owners you've met, and you probably met some of them when they just got here, and
exactly.
You probably got to visit with them after they'd been here. Tell us about that transformation.
I tell you, the transformation, people kind of come to the door and they just don't know what to expect. They've been to other events where they've exchanged business cards, and nothing has really occurred out of that event. So I've met a lot of folks in the door, and I make it a point to meet them that way. But catching them coming out of the door, I mean, the energy is just phenomenal. People feel energized. They feel refreshed. They feel that the opportunities, you know, are actually out there and reachable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being able to sit down across the table from somebody in the Department of Treasury, if you will, that actually has procurement decision-making authority is a powerful thing. If I'm sitting in Birmingham, Alabama, I've never been to Washington, D.C., I wouldn't know how to get in the door with the Department mm-hmm. of Treasury or Labor or HUD or even the HP. But these opportunities...
You have to find the building first, would you?
Exactly, and that's hard enough in D.C. But these opportunities come to this event, and that's what energizes people. But the second part of that, I mean, in other events, this is the first time this year that we've done only a one-day event. But in our other events, we've done two-day events where We've also added an additional element, which is educational seminars. So people can participate in these seminars. We have a panel of experts on particular subjects. Mm-hmm. They can learn how to get on the GSA schedule. They can learn how to get access to capital. They can learn how to market their business in better ways. And we provide this as part of the overall thing. So when you're not matchmaking, you can participate in the other things. But a third benefit out of this as well is when you put small business owners together, these folks who have drive and passion about what they do, opportunities come of that as well. And that is a very powerful thing.
A small business owner can smell an opportunity a mile away.
Exactly.
And all you got to do is get them within that mile, don't you?
Most definitely. We've actually had some occasions where small business owners have met, particularly in our Orlando event, mm-hmm. and have come together and won a contract together.
Right.
So it's a powerful opportunity.
Strategic alliances. I've been saying it. I'm saying it over and again. Folks, and you know, this isn't part of a script here, folks. When you hear David and these others talk about strategic alliances, you heard some of them. You heard one of the business owners in the last hour say that. You heard Harry Alford say that in the last segment. And David just mentioned it's a real thing. And if you're not looking around, ladies and gentlemen, for opportunities to align yourself with other people, you've got the wheels, they've got the truck. You need to put the two together to haul something, whatever it might be. And we've got to learn. All of us have to. And this is what's exciting to me, David, about the marketplace. Big businesses are now understanding this too, and they're understanding that small businesses can be great partners.
Most definitely.
You're finding that out. Other people are finding that out, and I'm excited about that. And I'm happy that I'm here to watch this happen. David, we got another segment we're going to do with you right after these messages. Hang around. 29 after, folks. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. Still visiting with our new friend David Albritton, who's Director of Public Relations at the Personal Systems Group at HP. Folks at HP over at Hewlett, used to be called Hewlett Packard. Now they're kind of pretty much known by HP these days, aren't
pretty
you?
Much.
You don't mind if we say Hewlett Packard, though, right?
Not at all.
And how are things going with the merger with Compaq?
It's great. It's been phenomenal. I actually came from the Compaq side. And
okay.
I got to say, this has been a phenomenal experience. The folks, as we came together over this last year, we've been able to do a lot of great things. We've introduced a lot of great products, continue to have the brand resonate, and people understand the direction we're taking. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, I want to congratulate you on supporting the SBA with this business matchmaking program. It's an important thing that they're doing, mm-hmm. and you're helping them with it. And obviously, you being here means that you're not just throwing money at them. You're supporting them and being part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Most definitely, and that's what the rewarding part is about this. It's not about throwing money at the issue. It's actually being in the trenches and really getting down to the grassroots so we can understand how to help these small businesses grow.
Absolutely. Okay, you mentioned something in the last segment that I want to ask about. You said getting on the GSA's list.
On their schedule.
Tell us about that schedule.
I particularly don't have that much information about it, but I know that it is a daunting task for small businesses because they don't really know how to sell themselves and market themselves to the federal government. This training session that we do provide actually goes through step-by-step what you need to do in terms of being prepared. Because quite honestly, there are a number of small businesses that we even participate today in this business matchmaking program and have participated in the past that aren't ready to do business today with the federal government, mm-hmm. In terms of capacity, technology, number of employees, whatever the reason is. But these educational seminars and actually going through the matchmaking process actually teaches them the tools they need to actually get bigger, get stronger, so that in the future they can compete for some of these contracts.
Okay, so folks, you're sitting out there in your small businesses and you're saying, I need to grow my business, but I believe I've worked hard. I've advertised in my own little community here, and maybe I feel like I've tapped out. I've gone as far as I can go, but I still need to grow my business. I want to grow 20% next year. Well, maybe that 20% could come from the government. But then you say to yourself, okay, I don't know anybody who does that. I don't know anybody who would do business with me in the government. And if I did, I wouldn't know what to tell them. And if I told them what I knew, I wouldn't know if what I told them was what they needed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The business matchmaking program solves those problems, doesn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly what it's designed for. You outline the perfect scenario for why small business should participate in this program. And I would advocate, even though this is a regional event, a southern region event, and we'll have a lot of companies coming down here from down south, if you can afford to get away from your business, I would encourage you to go to every one of them, that we have this year and next. The reason is that these contract opportunities are regional. I mean, obviously, if we've got support from federal government agencies like HUD and Department of Labor and HP and Office Depot and those types of things, they'll be there throughout, but the contracts available at a point in time will change. And so just because HP is here today, just because Office Depot is here today, doesn't mean we'll have the same contract, you know, when we go to D.C. in September or when we go to Houston in December. So, I would totally advocate folks participating as much as they can.
Who are all the different corporate sponsors of these? Is there someone besides HP?
I haven't taken a look at the list, unfortunately, today. That was my fault. But
right now,
we do have a wide variety. I mean, we'll have about just under 50 buyers here at this particular event. We've been historically targeting about 70 or 80 buyers, but we want to grow that as well. And we're also looking at ways today so that we can expand matchmaking so that it's a 24-hour type of opportunity. So you can go to the website, www.businessmatchmaking.com,
right. All
one word, and actually have access to a database that lists some of the procurement opportunities.
So that's the first step, folks. If you're out there thinking, okay, maybe I'll look into this thing, but, you know, I don't want to have to spend the money to go all the way, you know, a couple of hours away to find out if I like it or not. Well, let me tell you what, folks. If you have your cornflakes together, I promise you, you're going to like it. And one of the ways to find out how to do that is to go to the website, businessmatchmaking.com. There's information there, I guess. I know the schedule's there, but there's also information on maybe some tips on how to be prepared.
Most definitely. Everything that you can think about, pretty much every question you can ask is there. And if
not, then
I would encourage you to call one of the representatives that's listed there and ask questions.
Businessmatchmaking.com. David Albritton, ladies and gentlemen, Director of Public Relations with HP, with the Personal Systems Group at HP. David, it's been fun having you on the show.
Thanks
good
a lot,
job
Jim. We'd love to come back.
Thanks for the good work that you're doing.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Got to take a quick break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
Well, there's a black man with black hair. Little black man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.